Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, the chaos of Hit Row's final day in WWE has been revealed.
The Undertaker has said some stuff.
An update on Jim Ross's health status.
And Roman Reigns thinks he should be allowed to be in films. So do I, in
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Adam Cleary.
And this is the news. Right, let's start off then with Hit Row. Fair, absolutely fine. So they were, of course, part of those WWE releases. We saw B-Fab go very soon after she was moved up to the main roster because, well, WWE have no idea what the left hand and the right hand are doing. And then the rest of Hit Row, the likes of Isaiah, Swerve Scott, Ashanti the Adonis, and Top Dollar were subsequently released. And Ashanti the Adonis, in an interview on Busted Open Radio, has revealed the chaos of their final day in WWE. What happened was, it was sort of normal business. They were rang and informed that they were going to be needed, of course, for SmackDown, for Raw, and for Survivor Series. Then they got a call saying that actually on that day, they were not going to be required for any of those shows, so don't bother showing up, basically. Then they were receiving a third call where they were told, actually, no, change that. We do need you for all three of those shows. And then they get a fourth call that said, we're releasing you. Best of luck in your future endeavours, budget cuts, all the usual bollocks. just a personification of the shambles that is WWE.
Yeah, I've got genuinely nothing I can add to that more than just the little dramatisation I've done while you've been reading it out. Yeah, to have that kind of indecision at any kind of company, at any level, is bizarre. But yeah, kind of fits with every story you hear about people coming out of WWE, promised one thing one week, then that's changed, and then the person they got to go through doesn't know anything about it, or in some cases don't even know you exist. It just, it's not so much a case of like, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, but WWE is this now like big weird Cthulhu monster with every single tentacle operating independently of all the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't really be surprised by this. You know, the likes of Karrion Kross and Keith Lee were literally in the midst of a character reinvention, and then presumably someone just looked on a spreadsheet and went, yeah, no, just get rid of
the
budget.
I'm sorry there. I hear this all the time from you. Oh, someone just had a spreadsheet.
That's Hamlet, I picked that.
Spreadsheets are good, right?
I'm not shooting on spreadsheets.
I don't like this spreadsheet bashing. No, it's not for me. I think spreadsheets are fine. It's just the way you use them.
Indeed, yeah. Well, that's basically what it is, isn't it? Like, the creative are thinking, okay, well, we've got this guy or this group of people, and here's the big plan that we've got for them for 6 months, 12 months, like they have long-term plans. And then, yeah, someone else just goes, no, get rid of them, and it doesn't really matter whether they've been on TV regularly for, you know, 6 weeks, whether they've just been called up to the main roster and signed a new contract, or whether they've disappeared from our screens for the last half a year.
It's not a great segue, this, because it was a minute ago, but speaking of big Adam Wilborn.
Very good.
Thank you very much. The Undertaker is a big man.
He is,
and
indeed.
You may remember Andre the Giant was a famously big man.
I recall.
In fact, the clue is in the name. Undertaker has been on The Bump. Not a particularly big show, but you know, it's good
for WWE.
It's alright for them. It does alright for them. Anyway, he has compared a current member of the WWE roster to Andre the Giant. And the key connective tissue that both Andre the Giant and this wrestler have is that they are very big.
Ooh.
You know who it was?
Shanky?
Omos.
Omos, of course, Big George.
The biggest thing for him, and it's funny that I should do an Undertaker voice. The biggest thing for him, and it's
Mr. Worldwide.
The biggest thing for him. I'm gonna start coughing if I do that. There will never be another Andre, Undertaker said. But this guy is as close as we've come. That's not insignificant praise, in my opinion. Now, obviously, the lazy comparison is always the Big Show, because, you know, he was initially presented as Andre the Giant, and yada, yada, yada. Oh, I'm a giant, etc., etc. But in terms of vibes.
Yeah,
not
I get
just
it.
Being big, not just having the singlet, not just having the moveset. Vibes. Veebs Undertaker thinks that Omos is like Andre the Giant. And the big thing for him to know and realise that he is special and different from everybody else. There's nobody like him. The average size of the wrestler in general is smaller than it was. Here we go. But he is this guy who is incredibly athletic and incredibly huge. He is a big, big, strong man. It's important for him to make sure that he protects that. Sometimes guys don't understand what that means. So simultaneously, Undertaker heaping praise on a fairly relatively new member of the WWE roster.
Yeah.
Not new, but certainly, you know what I mean? Not, you could still call him green to an extent.
Yeah.
So really nice Undertaker's putting praise on them, but still managing to get like two little guys are quite small right now and don't really protect the business like they used to. But I'm taking this as an overall positive story. Undertaker, huge praise for him.
Yeah, and I've seen Omos responding on social media thanking him off the back of this. He came very close to saying big strong boy there, didn't he, with an
man, eye. This is his words. Man, I'm lost for words. Just grateful. Well, thank you, Undertaker.
You're not lost for words then, are you?
Yeah, I think if you say you're lost for words and then continue speaking, then
it reminds me of many years ago.
Not protecting the character there, being lost for words.
Here's a niche reference. I remember watching a game on ITV many years ago. David Pleats, there was this ridiculous
shorts.
And he went, no words to describe that goal. Superlative, sensational. Well, there is words to describe it then, clearly, David. But look, I will say this. As much as WWE has been a mess, a dumpster fire for quite some time now, Roman Reigns, they're doing great stuff with the Bloodline, obviously. Big E is world champion, that is fantastic. But Omos is one that they have been quietly booking really, really well. He's this monster at WrestleMania. He's got AJ Styles there with him. He just won the Battle Royal at Survivor Series.
I'm not trying to make this a thing, but the last time, in the midst of a creative like chasm, they were booking somebody really well, was Braun Strowman, right? Vince just, for some reason, he's gifted a moment. You know, right after you come, you get that moment of clarity. Vince has that with big guys all the time. It's just like, no matter how bad it is, no matter how scatterbrained, no matter how, like, randomly horny he is for bad booking, he just sees a big guy, and all of a sudden, he can think clearly again.
How's the news today with that, Andy? Yeah, we referenced David Pleat and Jizz, so yeah, all good stuff.
Within a minute.
Right, let's get serious now, because we've got to talk about Jim Ross. He provided an update on Twitter recently regarding his skin cancer treatment. He is going to be taking part in 22 treatments for his radiation. They start on Monday, and he revealed on Twitter that he's going to be taking time off until the end of December, understandably, to deal with that. He says, I will hopefully return to the announce desk on December 29th in Jacksonville. Tony Khan supports me on this strategy, which has been a blessing. My thanks for all your support. Obviously, this awful news that we heard coming out. He's had some surgeries very recently around this as well. We obviously wish him well in his recovery. We hope everything goes well for him. And just the right thing to do to step away. You sort of noticed it on Dynamite. He was given a bit of a temporary farewell as he's going to be off till the end of the year, effectively, here. But all we can do is keep our fingers crossed here.
Yeah, I don't really want to dwell on this too much. You don't want to start going, like, you know, having speculation on things like this. Like, the guy's doing the right thing to look after his health. By the sounds of it, it's going to be a fairly grueling sort of course, but, you know, they're doing the right thing with it, and hopefully, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Wish him all the best.
Send him good vibes today. Let's conclude by talking about Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns, you remember he had that huge starring role in Hobbs and Shaw. Oh. You remember?
He speared someone, didn't he? I popped out of my chair when I saw that.
It's too fair. That was me trying to be sarcastic there, but he did spear somebody, and that was incredible. So, yeah, maybe the joke's on me. Anyway, much like his cousin, I don't know if they've ever mentioned, he's related to The Rock. Much like his cousin went down the path of actoring, Roman Reigns wants to do the same thing. He was talking on the Michael Kaye Show, which, as he pointed out, these wrestlers, they get to go on all sorts, and they're never allowed to come on here.
Yeah, the only way we got Big E is
it's
through his fantastic charity.
The only reason we got Big E was through Big E.
Yeah, I suppose he's the top bloke. But yeah, WWE, come on. I know we've got a bit of a history, but that was a long time ago. Come on.
Time ago. Get over it, lads. Anyway, so he was asked what his plans are with movies, and he said, look, we'll have to see, etc. There's always speculation, yada, yada, yada. He just kind of like, you know, he ran his finger around the drain and all this, but then he just plunged it right in, because people who can dive deep enough, I'm sure they can uncover enough stones to figure out the time frame, but that's something I definitely want to dabble in. I want to gain more experience, and I want to use the tools that I have learned. WWE has done so right by me. They've given me so much and placed so many great blessings and opportunities in front of me. Now, for me, that would then be, but...
Yes.
But he doesn't say but. I just had to capture them. I just had to grab that ball and run with it. I think I like to think that way, blah, 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 etc., etc. But we all know how this works. This is a young man's game. You can't fall down your whole life. You have to get to a point where you can transition, where you can connect, and you can create new, fresh, evolved content for your fan base and your supporters. I think I have the ability to do that. That was just me.
Roman Reigns is the next James Bond.
At the end of the day, it's about getting into that game.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, God, yeah, God. Like, literally, he is right. You cannot bump for the entire rest of your life.
And look at that face as well.
Wrestlers are so much more aware now, I think, of, you know, a legacy after wrestling. How a lot of them, like, get into property now. Mm-hmm. They set up, like, gyms. They have alternative businesses. Especially when you're in WWE and you're an independent contractor.
There's only so many people who can be a coach.
Exactly. You can be let go at the drop of a hat. So people always have this other stuff. Now, if you are one of the privileged few that can break into acting successfully, because this isn't me shooting. I actually think the Marine movies are very enjoyable, but The Miz isn't going to be going to get a big starring role in a major film. There's very few wrestlers can make that kind of transition. People were sniffy about Cena doing it, and I think the Suicide Squad this year has proved that he is now a genuine Hollywood draw. Very few people can do it. You have to be at the very top of pro wrestling to then get into the top of acting.
People roll their eyes at The Rock.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, people were the rest of
like he did the Scorpion King and all that, and then
it's just because he's got a nice physique.
It was like walking tall and a few us, and then suddenly he's everywhere.
Look, I'm not saying Roman Reigns is going to do what The Rock's going to do. I'm not even saying he's going to do what John Cena's going to do. No. But I certainly think if anybody's positioned well enough in wrestling to then go make that step into acting, right now it's probably him.
Certainly going to do better than what Triple H did. Actually, no, scratch that. He was in Blade Trinity.
Yeah, so. Blade Trinity was class. So.
Hey, Dickface, you see my dog?
Hey, as it stands right now, as much as I dare to pop out my little ditties for Roman Reigns hitting that spear in Hobbs and Shaw, Triple H currently has a more successful acting career.
Fair point.
As it stands.
Quite right, yeah. Well, we'll see. Have to wait and see on that one. Let's move on to your Twitter questions, though. At What Culture WWE, of course, we're going to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Matt McDonald, who says, hey, guys, with Gargano extending his contract for an extra week for War Games, what do you see him doing after signing with AEW, Impact, or New Japan, or just having a little break to be with his new baby?
The last one, absolutely. Again, we talked about wrestlers being far more aware of both their bodies and their careers and stuff. I think a few of them now do appreciate that, like, those are very formative years for a child. And those who can get a bit of time away tend to do try and get a bit of time away. I think if Gargano's contract is expiring, as we believe it is, that opens up a window for him to then go spend some time at home.
And if he's just coming out of War Games, he's going to be fairly banged up as
well. Yeah, I mean, not even that. Like, Johnny Gargano's been wrestling, like, the guy worked the indie scenes, like, relentlessly, and then got into NXT, and he's been such a reliable force for them. He's rarely had any time off. I know he's had one or two gaps in there, but he's very rarely had any serious time off with them. He's certainly not going to be short a few, Bob. They're not going to be worried about who's putting food on the table if he takes some time off. If I was him, I would absolutely go have a bit of time at home, help with the bairn, help with the weeing, and then will Joe Royster to make a spectacular comeback in about a year?
Neither of these companies, when it comes to AEW and WWE, are going anywhere. It's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward with New Japan, Impact, you know, what's going to happen with Ring of Honor in the next few months and years, for example. And also, one thing I'd add to that as well is, as much as people are like, oh my God, get him in AEW, there's a lot of stuff going on in AEW right now. I wouldn't be concerned he'd get lost in the shuffle, but there's just a lot going on.
I will say as well, a lot of wrestlers are never as hot a ticket as they are when they've been away for a while.
Exactly.
You've seen what, like, injuries can do to people's profiles and stuff like that. And I think Gargano, especially where he's positioned in NXT comparative to where he was positioned in NXT, I think he could really do with being out of the spotlight for a while for people to actually miss him.
Mm. And also, I was going to say about not going to AEW, is with Candice still contracted to WWE with the baby and all that, my only concern, and it's only because I know how gittish WWE can be is if he goes straight to AEW, they go, well, your missus.
Well, we'll be taking your baby then.
Yeah, yeah, your missus is on the contract. Like you say, take some time off.
I'll take some time.
And yeah, and then you can play all the companies off against each other.
Gargano takes some time off. Candice has got a job to do. She's got to go back to NXT and wrestle. Let her do that. He can sit at home with a bed for once.
Very good point. Right, second question today
comes
from Patrick. Says, good morning, legends. Given the immense amount of talent in the free agent
pool, how did you know I was on?
What's more likely to happen, a third major North American promotion or the return of the Super Indies? Or WCPW?
I would like to think the return of the Super Indies. Now, I would say the two possibilities you proposed there, one other major North American promotion and the return of the Super Indies. I would say the crossover between the two of these is quite large, because you can have another major North American promotion and the Super Indies at the same time. You can have people argue to death about who the other major North American promotion is, but the Indies are thriving. I think wrestling is always better when the variety, when the choice, when the options for both performers and fans is as big as it possibly can be. I think wrestling would be better for having five or six indies really spring back up and be not at the level where they're sort of challenging AEW and WWE, but where their audience have good access to them, they can tour, they can get big names in, and they can produce their own thing.
Have you seen GCW doing Hammerstein Ballroom? Yep. They got Eddie Kingston and people like that being announced for it. Fingers crossed for the future
That's what a boom period is, because if you've got... Having two major promotions in North America is great. Having three would be better. Having four would be better than that, but I don't think any of them... I think you need... I just want more! I want more promotions!
I just want one more WCPW show. We can dream. Final question. We have had this quite a lot recently. It's a multiple choice. Belated Thanksgiving one from Eddie Zamhari. Eddie, thank you for your question. Eddie says, would you rather be forced to wear a turkey suit for the 3 hours of Monday Night Raw, have a Thanksgiving dinner with MJF, but MJF roasts you in front of your family for the entire night, or be a victim in a messy Thanksgiving street fight?
Right. I mean, are these all presented as terrible? Like, I'll start you there. Right, one, you feel like a turkey watching 3 hours of Raw anyway, so what does that matter? Well, someone can do that in post. You feel like a turkey watching 3 hours of Raw, so that doesn't matter.
Okay.
You actually think MJF's going to roast me in front of my family? You actually think you're going to put him in a room with several clearies and he's going to be the one who's leading that conversation, do you? I'd have him in tears, mate. I would have the lad in tears. And what was the third one? Be part of a messy street fight.
Yeah.
So it gets... fairly similar to number two, to be completely honest with you. What is Thanksgiving?
I was going
to
say, you're a foodie, aren't you?
Is it just Christmas dinner?
Turkey, and then like, is that like the weird greens? I saw one that's like, one of these has to go from Thanksgiving dinner, and I was like...
I did see one of those, but the eighth one was colonialism, so that was quite... I was like, yams, beets, turkey, and then it was a joke, but yeah.
We don't even have turkey on Christmas in my house.
I have turkey on Christmas. Yeah. What do you have? Pot noodle.
Guess in the comments.
What does Adam Wilborn have for Christmas? You don't have turkey.
We don't have Christmas turkey, no.
Not
too dry.
Yeah, if you cook it badly.
Yeah, my mum's a bad cook. She won't see this, it's fine. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And I want to share you this wonderful image of former WCPW.
She'll be putting it in for too long. Honestly, we're getting off topic.
Can you come and sort her out?
Right. Parents of a certain vintage, I think our parents are the same age, they're obsessed with this idea that, you've got to get up early and put the turkey in the oven so it's there for 6 hours. Literally, you don't. You just need to put it in for one or two.
Cleary's food is very moist.
You keep basting it.
It's delicious, your food.
I used to be quite modest on my food, and I made that lasagna at the weekend, and I was just like...
Making this wrestling crossover cooking channel as well, that's what we need to do.
Well, look, all I'm saying is HelloFresh are currently sponsoring one What Culture channel. We do have content options if they want to sponsor another one.
There you go. And finally...
I'm so hungry, mate.
Like, I'm starving. I'm not sure if you could hear, but my tummy rumbled when you were doing one of your stories. Anyway, Keith Lee, former WCPW star, and he was in WWE as well, I suppose.
He's delicious.
Posting this image of him revealing his glorious white beard. He is someone who can sort of pull that off, isn't he? Like, definitely couldn't. But, like, it's nice to see that he's just in himself. Looks fantastic. Best of luck to him in the future.
Come on, read the tweet out in the voice.
Here's a fun fact about me. I started getting white hair at 16 years of age. Personally, I like it, and I wish it was all white. Unfortunately, many don't understand science and only associate it with age. Haha. Happy Thanksgiving, humans. Be thankful for the things you have. What a lovely bloke he was as well.
He does this in the office every day.
He writes in a very unique way on Twitter, Keith Lee. But we're here.
Forsooth!
Forsooth, m'lady! He's never said m'lady, but that's why we chuck it in there as well. But he pulls it off. So if you've got a bit of grey coming through, don't look
like it. Have you seen how much grey I've got? Like, just stop.
Just a little bit. I noticed a bit in the beard, but the hair's fine, mate. You'll be all good.
Oh, well, I'd like to look grey. I think I'd look really fine.
Oh, yeah. Let us know your thoughts.
Wrap up.
Let us know your thoughts. What do we have in the Wilborn household at Christmas, and what would Cleary look like with grey hair? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to
the answer to both is a snack.
Yeah, everyone turned off when we talked about jizzing earlier. It's fine. Yeah. What Culture Wrestling? Wherever you get your podcast from, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch that. You can follow both of us. You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, C L E R Y.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Adam Cleary. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.